One of the more confusing aspects to Muslims is riba, which is often, maybe imprecisely, translated as interest. It is a grave issue. In the Quran, Surah Baqarah, it says the following: Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa dharu ma baqiya minar riba in kuntum mu'minin. Fa in lam taf'alu fa'dhanu biharbin minallahi wa rasulihi wa in tubtum falakum ru'usu amwalikum la tazlimuna wa la tuzlamun. O believers, fear Allah and give up outstanding interest if you are true believers. If you do not, then beware of a war with Allah and His Messenger. But if you repent, you may retain your principal, neither inflicting nor suffering harm. Here you will notice riba is translated as interest. The translator is Dr. Mustafa Khattab. Other translators, such as Mufti Taqi Usmani, do not translate riba at all, but leave the transliterated Arabic word in the translation. Abdullah Yusuf Ali uses the term usury. From my understanding of how finance works in the real world, the word interest is imprecise. A fulsome discussion of riba is outside of the scope of this article, since I want to keep to the Muslim gift and estate planning context. Muslims want to make sure we avoid riba. We should also want to do our Islamic estate planning. However, interest is often an unavoidable feature in estate planning, and in particular, gift and estate tax planning. That does not need to mean riba, a story of interest when there is no riba. Harun, 65, has an import-export business worth $2 million based on an appraised value. He wants his son, Ilyas, to have the business and supplement his retirement while being fair to his children by not just giving away something to one son that he will not give away to his other children. Harun gets a fair price for his business, and in his Islamic estate plan, he would distribute his estate based on the Islamic inheritance rules after he passes away. The business will not be in his estate anymore since he sold it. Harun sells the business to his son, Ilyas, for $2 million, payable over 20 years with zero interest. Simple, right? Imputed interest. The IRS, because of Section 7872 of the Internal Revenue Code, is going to apply imputed interest, which is to say the law understands the economic consequences of a free loan. We get to what the loan looks like by calculating something called an original issue discount. In addition, this is going to be a gift, which may have its own tax consequences. In federal tax, the estate and gift tax system is somewhat distinct from the income tax system, though there is crossover. So, in this example, with Harun and Ilyas, the interest-free loan will not be regarded this way. It would be a partial gift and partial sale. That means he is not really selling his business for $2 million. He is selling it for $796,648.61. This is the original issue discount at the time of writing, since this will vary. You will get this by applying the applicable federal rate, AFR, which changes every month. The rest of it, $1,203,351.39, is a gift. In the open market, if we had an arm's length transaction with an unrelated party, Harun would never actually sell his business for $2 million unless it was cash up front. He would be assuming the risk of default and losing out on having the ability to deploy the cash for other purposes. Also, the value of $2 million for the business assumes cash right now, not a 20-year loan. Original issue discounts or even interest is permissible here. Now, in Islam, it is considered permissible for Harun to sell the $2 million business for $3.2 million or even $4 million. This would be a cost-plus contract, effectively giving an interest rate that would be reported as interest income on Harun's tax forms. That is not riba, but rather a murabaha contract, since it is not money for money, but a thing being sold on a payment plan. It has long been understood that trade is permissible, but riba is not. Selling something for more money over time than the cash price is often a fair deal. Gifts and fairness within the family. Intra-family loans are common in families. In my example, it was a sale of a family business. The older generation may also use loans to sell properties to their children. They may not give it away because if they have three or five children, they may not have three or five homes of the same value to give away. There is frequently a misunderstanding between children and parents about what is a gift and what is a loan. Both have tax implications, but more importantly, they have family harmony consequences as well. De minimis exception. No interest, no riba. We do not worry about loans of a small value. Under the Internal Revenue Code, this is a loan of $10,000 or less. This can be safely given interest-free. However, the party should still write these loans down. So, a father loaning his son, who was recently laid off, $10,000 interest-free to help pay for some expenses is usually not going to cause problems. Loans used in estate planning. Notes with interest are a common way to conduct estate planning, especially for those with higher net worths or complex assets. All of what an Islamic estate planning attorney does when doing estate and gift tax planning can effectively be described as using the exemptions that exist in the tax code combined with the time value of money. As a result, gifts and sales with interest are common. In Islamic estate planning, it is vital that when these arrangements are created, they are done in a way that will match your values and not result in injustice or oppression. For a no-obligation 15-minute discussion on Zoom about doing your Islamic estate planning, you can click on the link in the article. Thank you for listening.